Good morning, good day. Welcome to the time. It is time with Mark Seebach. I am Mark Seebach. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Just so you know, this radio show is for you. It is about you. It's about us healing together, us coming together, and bringing to this world what it so much deserves, which is love and peace. And we do that one person at a time. I hope so much that you'll call in, join me, so we can converse and other people can hear what we are going through, what we know, what we can learn. And we can do all this together, folks. I hope and pray that you'll tell your friends to come by on Tuesdays from 11 to 12 or whatever time it is where you are and join us and have a good time. Let me begin by, I always give gratitude daily, twice a day. And I want to share what I give my, how I give my gratitude. And you can do it any way you like, but please join me. So here we go. Thank you, creation. Thank you, spirit, for the gift of another day. In honor of this gift, I will live each and every moment as the present that it is. Thank you so much, and may we walk together to create a better world. Thank you so much. And you can throw in an amen there if you'd like. It's as simple as that. But really, you don't have to say anything. You can look at a flower and be grateful for that flower giving you joy. And you thank creation. You can look at a tree, just a regular pine tree, but look at one section of where those pine fronds are coming out and examine it and notice the intricacy, the beauty, and be thankful for it. And you thank creation. So, anyway, a little bit about myself. I am 52 years old. I am what I call spiritually awakened as of February 12th of this year. I have spent the last 6 months in a process that I call verification and confirmation. This was in a way to make sure that it wasn't just my ego, that it was coming from well inside myself, but also from outside through source, through spirit, and through many, many validations and confirmations, synchronicities. All these things that many of you are still going through and go through every day, I've found that this, what we're doing right now, is why I'm here. To speak to you. To bring you hope where hope is not. To bring you peace where you don't have peace. To bring you love. And let you know that you're loved unconditionally. And that's really, you can leave the unconditionally out, because if you say love and mean it, it's already unconditional. So normally I will have a co-host, and she's my beautiful daughter, Mariah. I'll have her picture put up. She's a 21-year-old going on 99 or 1,000. But she is dealing with some things of her personal nature right now that are part of her past that it would be great to have her on to speak about it, but she chooses not to today, and I don't blame her. It's something new. She's still young in this lifetime, but in any event, what else can we talk about? But right now, it's a beautiful day in New Mexico. I'm calling from Albuquerque. This time of year in Albuquerque, we have the state fair, which is a beautiful thing. If you have a state fair in your state, you should go and see what people all around your state have been doing, growing, making, creating. It's really where you can see the creation at work, because there are so many people creating every day, manifesting every day, and it's wonderful. Another thing here in New Mexico is the roasting of green chili. Native New Mexicans, and I am an adopted native since I've been here for 29 years, know that when late summer, early fall comes, the smell of roasting green chili peppers will be in the air. And we run down to the supermarket and buy a sack and take it out to the roaster, have them roast it and bag it up, and we spend the day or a good part of it peeling the chili and rebagging it. And so we have our chili. It's not that I really enjoy hot foods, but green chili and red chili, which are a staple in the diets of most New Mexicans, are so high in vitamin C, we don't have orange groves here. Capsaicin, which helps to relieve arthritis. It's such a natural, beautiful thing, and it's really great. For those older folks who can remember the smell of burning leaves in the fall, I would liken that smell to the green chili roasting, except it's much sweeter, and you know you can eat it. If anybody's out there, I really need calls, because, as I said, this show is about you. It's not about me. It's about what you're thinking. It's what you're feeling. And on a positive note, what you see, what changes you see that are helping us to come to the understanding that we are not alone. We are individuals, but we're all connected. We're all one, but that does not mean we're not separate entities of the one. Let me think, where else can I go? I did post a blog recently on my MySpace site, and this is still positive. It's informative, and if you don't agree, call me. It'll be great. And it was entitled Ego. And what I wrote was, ego is the cause for every war, both inner and outer, that mankind has ever experienced. Ego makes us think that we're all it and that the needs of others don't matter. Ego makes us think our God is the true God and someone else's God is a lesser God or non-existent. It pretty much is, my God's better than your God, so you need to die. Well, no, this is incorrect. It's ego. Ego makes us go to war for oil. Ego makes us go to war for gold. Ego makes us go to war for power. Ego makes us go to war with ourselves because our hearts want to be connected. Our hearts are our true mind. What you feel is truth. What you think may come to truth, but normally you have to go through all the barriers that your mind will put up to reach before you'll reach the truth. It doesn't mean not to think. It means to think with both your mind and your heart and open up your heart a little bit more. We've closed it off, folks. For so long we've closed it off because we're afraid. And it gets down to the choice between fear or love. You can't balance both, although you would think you could, but you can't. Fear will make you fear love, but love will blind the fear. And you'll have, really, if you live in the vibration of love, you'll have no fear. Because what is there to fear? Loss of love? Well, you'll have love forever. Loss of life? This is but part of the journey. This existence, this life, certainly doesn't mean you're in any hurry to leave, but you should enjoy every minute of this physical, this life that you've been given, because there are spirits and there are souls who stood in line and still do to incarnate, to be physical, to touch, to smell, to see, to hear, to taste, all those physical experiences that we take for granted in most cases. But that's why we give gratitude, so that we see, and we, when we look and see with our hearts, not just our eyes, we see the beauty that's all around us. If we listen, really listen, to the music that's played every day, we hear that the message of love has been timeless. The great ascended Master Jesus, the great ascended Master Buddha, all the ascended masters taught us this, taught us in the way they lived, taught us in their lessons that they gave us. We are love. We are not fear. We are a part of a whole, but we are not just a part of a whole. We are our individual selves. What we know as our existence, our knowledge, our understandings, our feelings, our heart is separate, but it's also with Source. Source, God, Allah, Yahweh, any name that you choose to put on that deity that you say is above all else, is not above all else. It's a part of you. It's a part of the trees. It's a part of the sky. It is everything that is around you. And you can't run away from it. You can turn your back and say, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of dying. I'm afraid of someone coming to kill me. I'm afraid of someone coming to hurt my family. I'm afraid of pain. My friend's pain is but a lesson. Once we learn the lesson, we are without pain. But it's not that I want you to enjoy pain, but understand it for what it is. It's a warning within the physical body, sure, but it's also a lesson on a spiritual level. Any pain, emotional, physical, mental, spiritual, learn the lesson, and the pain will leave you. If you choose to be healed, you are healed. Ask, and you will receive. But do not ask outside of yourself. Ask within yourself that you accept the healing, that you accept the power, that you accept the responsibility. We are not controlled by anyone. We are not hurt by anyone unless they choose to hurt us intentionally. But in most cases, when we say someone has hurt us, it is our perception of their actions, their words, that it was intended to hurt us. Or we have felt pain and said, this person hurt us. We only hurt ourselves. We punish ourselves because we think we're not worthy. We think we deserve pain. We think that no one goes through what we go through. We think we're all alone. All I can say is, if you think these things, your thoughts are Listen to your heart, please. It's not my words. It's not my thoughts. It's not my feelings. They're your feelings. It's your heart. It's your life. It's your path. As the saying was, that all roads led to Rome. On the macro scale, all our paths lead back to source. We may take paths that cause our back to turn from source, but you can't run away from source because by its very nature, it's all around us. We need to accept that source does not want to control you. That means God does not want to control you. He knows you have the tools to control yourself. Source doesn't want you to think bad things about yourself because he loves you. I'll say he because I'm a male. He, she, it. All those things because in order to be source, is total balance, is good and bad, is happy, is sad, is love, hate. But hate is a lesson. If we analyze why we might say we hate something, use your mind to analyze. Use your heart to determine the results of the analysis. what else can we talk about today? I wanted to give kudos to Allison, who has our show on Monday evenings. I did speak with her last night. She is truly gifted, and it's visible by numbers with Allison Bauman. Also, send out my love to James Gilliland, who has his show on Saturday nights, it's As You Wish. If you've never listened, please listen on Saturdays. And he is, you'd have to read his blurb. I don't want to skew anything, but he is truth, my friends, he's your truth, and he's on from 8 to 9 on Saturday nights. Someone I've met who is extremely intelligent, and he's working so hard for us all, is Dr. Brooks Agnew, and he has a really great show on Sundays. He's on station 2. But my kudos and love to those three individuals who were part of my confirmation validation process, in Allison's case, in a reading, with a reading, and just meeting Brooks and James were enough to say, yeah, source is here. It is time, folks. It is time. Is it time for me? Certainly. It's time for all of us. We've entered into what many know as the apocalypse. And it is an end of one world, but the birth of another. And there will be pain involved, as there's virtually no pain-free birth. But it's not the pain that you think it is. It's the pain of letting go of these things that we take to be the reality of things. It's thinking outside the box, to use a phrase that's common. But it's also realizing that there was never a box to begin with, that through ego, people have created the box and said, we must stay within this box because the box exists. But truly, there is no box. There is only that which we can create and co-create and manifest. And the coming to this knowledge is worldwide. It's not just a few nut jobs. It's not just a few with a good heart. It's not just a few who looking through the world through rosy glasses. I wear glasses. I try not to wear sunglasses because I miss too much. Of course, we need to shade our eyes, but a hand works very well. Just put it up there like you're saluting sideways. Hey, look at that. Kind of knocks down the glare and everything. But it is going on right now. We are entering it. And I'd ask you to look up apocalypse in the dictionary. And there's end of the world. There's, oh, everything's going to stop. Oh, but then there's also revelation as a noun. Then if you take revelation, go to as a noun, look it up. It also says foreseeing the future, the prophecy. But it's not that. The other definition is to have light shed upon, things to be revealed. This is the apocalypse that is going on. The light of truth is shining, and many who live in lies and deceit are being shown for what they are. Even to those who believed the lies and were part and parcel to the illusion are seeing that the illusion is breaking down. It's not bad or good. I love all my brothers and sisters, even those who have fomented the illusion, even those who have lived within the illusion and said that this is the only truth. I don't have the only truth. Truth is revealed as our ability to accept it is manifest. And as we go along, we may find truths that contradict what we knew as truth before. But at that moment in time, at that now, that truth was truth. It still is truth, even though it's contradicted. Because truth is balanced also. The yin-yang, the male-female. And there is no one truth. There is no one path. There are many paths to source, to understanding, as there are people. Are there methods that help people? Certainly. And if you find one that helps you on your path, use it. Use it for the tool that it is, but realize that it is a tool. Just as material things are tools, they're not the end. They are tools to be used to gain those things that mean things, that really mean something that is infinite. The love of your family, support of your family, the love of your friends, helping your friends, the support of yourself, and loving yourself. Every one of you listening deserves the love. Every one of you listening are loved. I love you. Don't know you, but I do. I love you. Is it words? Yes. If you can't feel the love that I send with these words, maybe if you open your heart a little bit, don't be afraid. I take nothing from you. All I do is give to you. This love that is not only my love, but through me, the love of creation, but you will be. Love. 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 It's a four-letter word, but it has no negative connotations. Please accept it as it is given, with love. Now, what else can we talk about? There are many things going on in the world today that are folks getting together to find solutions to the problems that we see. The problems are just there for us to find the solutions. No problem is insurmountable. The solutions are there within the problems. We need to each solve our problems by understanding that it's a lesson. And if we understand it's a lesson, then let us learn the lesson, thereby attaining the solution. Yeah, it sounds like trite crap. It's not. It's not. Problems that we usually have get out of control because we ignore them. Problems that we have, we won't act. We avoid. We say, I'll take care of that tomorrow. No. Whatever it is, when it arises, say, this is my time for this lesson. Let me learn it. Solve it. Move on. Pretty soon we'll find that there are no problems because we've solved. What will we do then? Will we be bored? Of course not. Will we be angry? I hope not. We ain't got no problems to be angry about. And that's what anger is, really. Hate is. Seeing an unsolvable problem we have no control over and feeling helpless. So we don't like to feel helpless or powerless. So we get angry and we say we hate that. We hate that because it makes us feel so powerless. We can't do anything about it. But you can. Every day, every moment that you live, you can do something. If it's just to change your attitude, instead of saying, my class is almost empty, my class has a precious few drops left that I can savor. My car is a run-down piece of crap, and it looks terrible. What people think about me? What do you care? Does it get you where you need to go? Okay, safely. Why worry about what other people think you're driving? As long as you get to them and can speak to them. Okay? And if it's someone you don't know and they're into putting somebody down because of the car they drive, well, that's their problem that they need to solve, not yours. Don't make it your problem. Well, half an hour gone already. Please call. The numbers are 1-877-876-5227. That's in the USA. Also in Canada, we have a toll-free 1-888-815-9756. And then the direct line is 530-876-3222. Call in. Say hi. Say hello. That's all. I'll be happy with that. And if there's no one listening and I'm talking to myself, well, I probably need to hear these things too. But mostly I'd like to hear from you guys. Really, this is what the show is going to be about, and it is what it's about. And as long as you guys call, we'll have a successful show. And anyone can call. You can bring in any subject that you want. and we'll discuss it. And we might have comments from other callers that bring something in on that same subject. And I really would like to hear from y'all, because that's what's important. I know what I feel. I know what I perceive. What are you perceiving? What do you know? Because that's, I don't think anything. I don't believe anything. I either know or I don't know. If I don't know, I would like to learn. And if I know and you don't know, I'd like to impart. But unless I know what you don't know and would like to know, then I can't really impart something that you can use. And I don't know where else to go with this right now. Let me see. Part of my awakening process was also to understand the importance of music and the actual spiritual communication that goes right to your heart through music. And so many folks just listen to music to kind of just leave something on so they don't have to think, really. And they're not really feeling it either. But the amount of work and heart and love that goes into producing just one song by just one artist is amazing. And we kind of, who are not in musicians or in that genre of artistic expression, kind of forget that. And I'm not sure, but figure for about a 4-minute song, someone might have had to work 2 months, 3 months, just for that 4 minutes. They might have done it overnight, where they wrote down the lyrics and the tune came to them. But far and away, it's a birthing process, because they're birthing something new that is part of them, and it's their expression to everyone else, and they're hoping everyone else feels that expression and can relate to it. And in so many cases they do, and the message has been there all along. It's unbelievable. I do have music that I will have on the program in the future, once I get all the legal wranglings out of the way. I would just like to play it and let you listen to it. You know, I'm not taking it as my own in any way, and certainly not making money on it. I just would like to share it and the thoughts on those songs. There is a lyric that I hadn't heard in almost 40 years, and I'm going to give kudos to who it's by. I would like to have it as part of the theme for this show that is being presented. And the name of the song is Time in the Word, and it's by Yes, when near the beginning of their careers. It was written, I believe, by John Anderson, who is the lead singer for Yes. But I just want to speak the chorus, because it is so powerful. And it is my truth. Whether it's your truth, well, it's up to you. But here it goes. So put a quotation mark after this. It's going to be the lyric until I say end of lyric. And the chorus is, there's a time, and the time is now, and it's right for me. It's right for me, and the time is now. There's a word, and the word is love, and it's right for me. It's right for me, and the word is love. End of lyric. Now, if that doesn't get right to the point, I don't know what does. It is the time. It is time. The time is now. Don't wait any longer if you've been waiting. Don't expect saving because you need to save yourself. You'll have plenty of help, but it's you reaching out to you. It's not someone riding in on a white horse to say, come with me, you're saved. No. You are saved if you choose to be. But it's up to you to save yourself. And then saving yourself means that you love yourself, that you are worthy of saving. All those things that you hold against yourself for what you've done in your life, all those mean thoughts you had, all those mean things you said, how maybe perhaps your mother was dying and you didn't go to her deathbed because of some argument you had had. Forgive yourself. Your mother does. Because she knows there was a reason. It wasn't a good reason, but there was a reason that you could not experience that time with her. And I just used that as an example. This is one of my things on my path. My mother was on her deathbed, and I did not go. What was my reasoning behind that? I had seen her 2 months previously when she was going through some therapy to try to relieve and break, knock down some tumors that she had in her brain. And she was cognizant of my being there. We could converse. I chose to not have a memory of her being incoherent, not knowing I was present, and thrashing in her last throes before she ascended, or I not ascended, but transmuted to spirit again. Because that's what we're, spirit within these physical bodies. We are infinite, which means there's no beginning and no end. We just are. Does that make us gods? No. But we are. You should just run around saying, I am God. No, because we all are. So it's not a big thing. Okay? You know, every one of us is a god. And not in the sense that to be worshipped. In that you are co-creators. Every one of you has a piece of source. That you, every one of you is a part of source. So, in essence, you are God. That's the word that you would like to use. And truly, the essence that within you that is source is your heart, which is not what you normally think with. In fact, we try to think off our heart and play off our heart, saying that's just, you know, that's just your feeling. That's not the way the world really is. Sorry, folks, it is. All right. That's the way the world really is. That's the way we were created to be. The mind was created to figure out those things that needed to be figured out to enable us to live by our hearts. So it's kind of, that's where we were, that's where we're going, that's where we're going to be. As sources, that which was, that which is, that which it always will be. Just as our spirits are, that which was, that which is, that which always will be. I am someone who uses humor quite a bit. It doesn't mean I think everything's a joke, but I also think that life is fun. Source doesn't sit frowning. If you could have that and manifest that as his, her, its appearance, be smiling, be beaming with love. Jesus his incarnation on earth was very serious. It was a very serious time. But he brought joy. Did he tell jokes? I can't say for sure, but I'm sure he joshed around. Because what is life without joy, without laughter, without looking at yourself and saying, boy, have you really screwed up? Well, that's fine. But you don't hold on to that, okay? You don't say, boy, I really screwed up and I never do anything right. And all I could ever do is wrong and everything I touch turns to crap. Well, you're manifesting that. All I can say is you can stop it anytime you choose to, okay? It's not me saying it. It's the way it is. The way you are, the way we are. I think I got off of it earlier, and I'm sorry if I did, but we, as individuals, are the only ones that can make we, as individuals, feel anything. Good, bad, love, hate. Any of these opposites. We'll say, that invoke feeling, evoke emotion. No one outside of you creates that within you. You are in control. No one else has control of your TV set, as in the Outer Limits. No one else has control of your emotions. Do other people affect your emotions? Yes, but that effect is determined by your reaction to what was said, done, or felt. And that's completely you. If your husband or wife yells at you for something you feel is unjustified, and you say to yourself, he or she is making me feel like crap. Stop. You are making yourself feel like crap. Okay? Because you're accepting that instead of saying, this is unjustified. There must be an emotional, psychological reason. Or feeling some kind of pain, look at that and discuss it, not from the standpoint of, you can't say that about me, it's not right, it's unjust. What you can say is, it's not true. I'm sorry, why do you feel that way? Why are you saying that to me? Do you mean to hurt me? Because it's not just. Is it easy to do that? Of course not. It's simple, but it's not easy. As in all things, most things in this life are simple. And they can be easy. But normally, we don't think anything that's easy is worth having. So we make it as hard as we think it needs to be in order to say it's worth having. Because I had to put all this effort in to have it. And hopefully you do that for the things that mean something and not necessarily material things. Because my attitude is the material world is what we're shedding. Doesn't mean we don't need material things. What it means is we don't put the importance that we have put on material things. Because that is part of the world we're not happy with in most cases. This is what ends up with greed, with all those, what they call the deadly sins. It all comes down to material things, really. Power. The illusion of power in this world is a material thing. No one really has power. Can they point a gun at you and say, you need to go here and stay here or else we're going to shoot you? Yeah. But do they really have power over you, or do you have the power to say, I choose not to physically go there. If you choose to shoot me, And that's your choice. But the only effect it'll have on me is put me into the transition to spiritual again. And you know what? I'm going to be back. So whatever, dude. All right? That's what I mean about not having fear. Well, I'll take your house. I'll take everything you own. Well, you know what? Okay. I came in the world naked and screaming. I'll go out of the world naked and hopefully smiling. But that's all I need. I still have the breath in my body. I still have the peace of mind of knowing that what you do to me materially or physically is only has the effect that I allow it to have. We are never slaves unless we choose to be slaves in any sense. Okay? I'm not saying that you rebel and take up arms or anything like that. What I'm saying is, basically, you're in charge of you. Nobody else is. Folks that can help will give you readings, whether they're intuitive, numerological, so many, tarot, channeling, all these things are tools for you to have control and an understanding of that control. It has nothing to do with they control you by giving you a numerology reading or channeling or, and I would urge everyone to, in this, when you receive, even from myself or anyone, use your personal discernment. Listen with your heart. If you shake your head up and down and say, yes, that's truth for me, then it's truth for you. My truths may not be your truths at this time. That's just the way things are. As I said before, truth is as true as you're able to accept it. And as you grow spiritually and come to an understanding in that realm through your heart, then more truth is revealed. And those truths, as I said, can contradict themselves. It doesn't make either one less of a truth. But for that single point in your existence, when you discover the truth, at that particular moment, I hate using time, but I have to, moment, at that particular millisecond, that truth is truth. In the next millisecond, a completely opposite truth may be truth. It doesn't negate that the first truth was truth and still is. It just means that there is another side to the truth. And that's in all things. And that really, you can actually feel it and see it if you use compassion in your life, or you walk in the moccasins of another to understand not only that other person, but yourself. That is truly what compassion is seeing the other person as yourself. And as you love yourself, you will love that other person because you can say, oh my goodness, what would I have done if I had been in that position in those circumstances? So you find that love, and then you love that person because they did it their way, and it worked for them. And you could see, well, if I'm ever in that position, there's one tool that I can use, but I love them for what they did to get through this, or what they're doing to get themselves through this. You should have respect for people that are in struggle. Help them when they can if they want you to help. But those people that are in struggle are learning. they are growing. Struggle normally doesn't result in a lessening. It's a building process. It's a building of your soul. It's a building of your spirit. It's a building of yourself. It's a building of your connection to Source and your understanding of that connection to Source. Well, I've got about 10 minutes. Phone lines are still open if you want to call. Once again, the numbers are in U.S. only, 877-876-5227. In Canada only, it's 888-815-9756. And then the direct line is 530-876-3222. And if this has been kind of scattered, I didn't write a script. I didn't write down bullet points. I apologize for that. If you feel it was scattered, I think I tried to put things together. But I didn't want to be a soliloquy. I didn't want to just be speaking myself, really. It is so much about you, the listener, and helping you to help yourself, and you, the listener, helping me to help myself, and in the process, coming together in love and working together to maybe help each other, and maybe working together to help someone else who we don't realize that whatever we're going through, I've gone through or in the process of going through, and we may give tools to them to help them also. I was excited about this show. I was excited that it was coming up, and I'm still excited. I think it's something that we all as individuals can enjoy, look forward to. I really kind of jumped it in that I wanted to debut on September 11th because I want something in my life that I remember September 11th for rather than a crime. Okay? I don't think of St. Valentine's Day for the St. Valentine's Day massacre. I think of St. Valentine's Day as an expression, time to express your love to other individuals. Not necessarily go out and buy a bunch of greeting cards, which seems to be what it's been turned into. So that, too, is why it's not as organized as it could be. But I find that sometimes in chaos, the most organization comes out. I have spoken from my heart. I really have. And from my heart, I say to you, please try to live from your heart. Don't overanalyze things. Don't fear to live through your heart. Hearts are repairable on an emotional level. I think every one of us in our lifetimes has our heart been broken at least once. But it makes your heart stronger to go through that. It was a lesson. It doesn't make your heart harder unless you harden it. What it does is make you understand that the only constant in this life is change. You have to be able to let go something that you love for it to flourish. Will it hurt you for a small amount of time? Yes. Will it seem like it's the end of the world in some cases? Yes. But if you look at it as I have had the honor and privilege of being able to love and be loved by whatever this person, place, thing, being, animal, mineral, vegetable, whatever it is that you have to release because your paths diverge. Do it with grace and honor and say, thank you for the time together. It will pain me to be apart, but go, for your path is another direction. We'll meet again at the source. Because you can't run away from it, folks. And you shouldn't want to, because it's complete love. It's love on a level that unless you feel it once, you can't understand it. It's more than the love of a mother for a child. It's more than the love of a sister for a brother or a brother for a sister. It's more than the love of a child for a parent. It's more than the love of all these things put together. And it surrounds us. It's around us all the time. And it's not angry. It's not jealous. It's not all the things that we put under love that have nothing to do with love. But just think for yourself with your heart how miserable or how happy do I want to be? Then make the choice, because it's in your power to make that choice. Once again, the most basic choice is live in fear or live in love. They're not mutually exclusive, but once again, if you think that everything is hunky-dory the way it's been going, all right, I've got 15 seconds. These are my last words for today. I hope you hear them. Also, gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for this time, for these moments where I've been able to share. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another moment. Thank you, creation. Thank you, spirit. And thank you all out there for listening, who stayed and listened. Call in next time, and may you, creation, give you all that you need. Namaste, my friends and my brothers and sisters.